the role of steamboats in early Richland County history. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the following sources of information, including, but not limited to, Facebook from the Richland County History Room on the second floor of the Brewer Library, and page 182 through 184 of the Wisconsin River, an Odyssey Through Time and Space by Richard D. Durbin. Steamboats from the Rock Formation to the island so named, to the transportation on the Wisconsin River along the southern shores of Richland County, so too the importance of that term, steamboats. As a side note, it's interesting the number of coincidences between Washington State to Wisconsin and Richland County. Here's information about steamboats. Rock formations are important landmarks according to the Richland County Parks Commission, identifying spectacular geologic formations in the county, such as Elephant Trunk Rock, Natural Bridge at Rock Bridge, and Steamboat Rock. Steamboat Rock is located just east of the road on County SR, just northeast of the intersection of Steamboat Hollow Lane, jutting out as a western extension, as it was so named in 1904, circa that year. Steamboat Island is located just southeast of where Birds Creek flows into the Wisconsin River on Richland County's southern border. And, of course, there are steamboats. They were traveling up the Wisconsin River from Prairie du Chien as far north as Portage during the mid-1800s. Commonly, travel was as far at least to Helena, which is just east of present-day Spring Green, as the journey became challenging. It eventually became perilous with the river's shifting channel and rapid changing water flow, which was considered to be then about 3 feet higher back in those days. Ships by the name of Enterprise and Northerner, as well as the twin-stacked Ellen Hardy, which was the last big wooden steamboat to regularly ply the river. It is now harbored at present site in Prairie du Sac. There's a rich history of the importance of steamboat travel and all that was transported along the southern shores of Richland County.
The Richland County Historical Society invites you to visit the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons this summer from 1 until 4. The museum features an excellent collection of materials held in the Aikie School, one of the surviving one-room schools in Richland County. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham. Rekindle your memories this Sunday with a visit to the Aikie School Museum.